For the first time in its history, Britain's become subject to a probe by the International Criminal Court for the alleged misconduct of its armed forces in Iraq between 2003 and 2008. ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda reopened the investigation after a new 250-page dossier was presented to the tribunal in January this year. For activists seeking justice for civilians killed during the Western occupation of Iraq, the ICC's case is a step forward.
Britain, since the occupation of Iraq in 2003, always denied that there are systematic abuse of human rights in Iraq, despite the mounting evidence that there are systematic abuse of human rights in Iraq during the American and British occupation of Iraq.
There have already been several inquiries to establish the conduct of British troops in Iraq in specific cases, most notably the Baha Moussa and al-Suidi inquiries. But lawyers acting for the victims says this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Despite the official government line that claims of abuse have been completely rejected, it's clear that for the Ministry of Defense, for the Attorney General and other government sources, the decision by the ICC to move forward with this case against Britain will be a big blow. Now, of course, the United Kingdom has always been keen to offer pronouncements on the human rights records of other countries, and to have the boot be on the other foot, well, that must be a new experience indeed.
The Attorney General denies the claims made against UK troops.
I didn't expect actually for him to come and admit the responsibility for these abuses as well. They always say it's isolated cases, and they end up paying compensation because the British government loves to pay compensation to hush up such atrocities.
The head of the military prosecution body in the UK says Britain will cooperate with the ICC's probe. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.